That takes us to agenda item three, which is PR 2022-0073-97, minor plat 2025-00030, request for preliminary final plat, submitted by J.D. Hickman as agent for Jeebs and Zuzu LLC, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 8A, McDonald Acres, zoned R1D, and located at 3017 11th Street Northwest, south of Phoenix, containing approximately 0.574 acres. Do we have a J.D. Hickman or another representative of the applicant team here?
Good morning.
Hello, would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
So my name is John David Hickman, and the address is 5924 Anaheim Northeast, Suite A, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please tell us about this application.
Good morning. So we're looking at a half acre lot. It's on the south end of 11th Street, where 11th Street dead ends, just south of Phoenix. And the proposal is to subdivide that lot into two parcels with a access drive that would be along the south property line.
Okay, thank you. Anything else that you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay, no problem. I'll call for public comment and then you'll have the chance to respond. And so again, for everyone here, this is agenda item three, and it's a request for minor plat at 3017 11th Street Northwest. Please raise your hand to address that matter. I see Merritt Tully with the hand raised. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Sure. It's Merritt Tully. My mailing address is P.O. Box 6953, and it's 87197.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I'm here this morning again on behalf of Near North Valley Neighborhood Association. I'm its current president. The Neighborhood Association supports this subdivision of this half acre lot into two lots, and we ask that you approve it. We want to thank Dave and his partner for meeting with immediate neighbors this past Sunday morning. There were 10 people present altogether. Dave walked through the city process and the plans for the property and responded to questions. He explained the ingress, egress, drainage, building heights, setbacks, and responded, as I said, to questions. This was very helpful. It gave immediate neighbors the opportunity to know what was going on. And the discussion made clear that the subdivision and the plan for two homes had support from the people most likely to be impacted. Near North Valley's officers subsequently voted to support the subdivision. Again, we encourage you to support it as this subdivision as reflected by the final plat. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tully. Okay, let's go back to the attendees and see if anyone else would like to provide any public comments. Again, this is agenda item three. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone else indicating that they'd like to speak. Last call for public comment on agenda item three. Okay, not seeing anyone further. Let's go ahead and go back to the applicant team and see, would you like to respond to the public comment?
I'm sorry, I would like to speak. My name is Belinda.
Oh, you are. Thank you. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Sure, my name is Belinda Barrera, 3010 12th Street.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Thank
yes,
you. Go
I
ahead.
Do. So I was at the meeting a couple of days ago that I was given the information a couple of days before. Unfortunately, the neighbors that were on either side of me, they didn't get the notification about the meeting. So I was kind of wondering why that didn't happen. But my concern really is, you know, I've been a part of, you know, Albuquerque for many years. And whenever anybody does this kind of subdivision, they say one thing and do another. So I'm just kind of concerned because, of course, it directly correlates to my property line, other than some of the people that were attending. So I'm just concerned with the two-story and the integrity of the North Valley. So that's my only concern. And whenever I kind of voice my opinion or whatnot, I mean, he did answer some of the questions, but I guess my fear is I know this company does a lot of apartments and whatnot because I did my research. I'm just afraid that once it's subdivided, can he at that point change, what he wants to build there? That's my concern. And then also my concern is sure going up for two stories, the integrity of the North Valley. And that's what I was trying to express with the people that were at the meeting. And there was one, two, three, four, five, six people that were neighbors in the area, and then the two from Zulu. So I'm just kind of concerned about that. So if you can clarify that for me, I would greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Ms. Barreras. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see you have a hand raised. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ms. Burris, are you a member? Are you a contact with the Neighborhood Association group in any way? Like, if you are, because here's the reason I'm bringing this up. There is no notification requirement for property owners for in the vicinity of the subject property for a minor preliminary final plat like this. We do have a major preliminary plat application process that does require sending mail notification to property owners within 100 feet of the property in question, but this is a minor preliminary final plat. So the only notification requirement we have for this type of platting action is notifying neighborhood association contacts that are affected that are in the vicinity of this property.
Oh, and that's fine.
Yeah, just I want to clear that on the record.
No. I mean, that's perfectly fine. What I was getting at is that, I thought that was very nice of them to come out and, put a letter. And this was actually from the neighborhood association, not the gentleman that's actually subdividing the property, which I get. But what I'm saying is that, I was not aware of, the subdivision. My concern would be the integrity of the North Valley and being that it's going to go up, apparently, two story on two of the properties that are back there. So that's just my concern.
Sure.
As far as, sending out notifications, I understand that. That's not my, that's basically not my issue. My thing is my concern is having this subdivided and then later on changing, because like I said, this company, I did my research, they do a lot of apartments and whatnot. I just want to make sure, what guarantee is it that that won't happen?
Thank you, Ms. Barreras. Let's go to the applicants and give them a chance to respond to both of the public commenters.
Hi, this is Dave Hickman again from Jeeves & Zuzu. What we tried to explain in the meeting, and I'll reiterate again, is the subdivision is a process, and subdividing the lot does not allow for necessarily any upzoning or changes to zoning without multiple processes that would follow after that. Now, we don't have any intent to do any of that. I think it would be inappropriate given the IDO and the zoning in that area. We explained the area of consistency and needing to make sure that the lots as subdivided meet within 10% of the average lots in that area. So even with this subdivision, that wouldn't allow for necessarily a zone change or increased density on this lot, unless it goes through another process through the EPC and multiple changes, and there would be hearings and public notices and all that kind of stuff that would potentially happen if that were to ever be exercised. We have no intention of that. This has been a very long process in and of itself. And we need to build houses to have places to live. So our intention is to have two lots that are quarter acre lots that meet the provisions of the IDO for the R1D zone. We have no intention of upzoning or changing the zoning, which then would preclude increasing any density beyond just the two homes.
Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you everybody for your comments. And thank you to the applicants for their response. Let's go now to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Water Authority has no comments or objections to this one. Thank you.
Thank you. And next, hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 29th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to code enforcement. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, and I'm transportation, not code enforcement. I know
Oh,
that was
sorry
a
about
slip of
that.
the tongue. I know it was a slip of the tongue. It's okay. Anyway, Ernest Armhill Transportation. The infrastructure list detailing new sidewalks and the entrance movement to the lower corner is acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Aramijo. I did have a question, and I don't know if you're the right person to address it to, but I just noticed that, since 11th Street ends there, I didn't see like a bulb out or a hammerhead or, are fire trucks going to be able to turn around, get in there and turn around? Has that been evaluated?
Let me take a quick look at the map and see what we got here.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Dave Hickman. One
Yes,
of the
go ahead.
things, that we worked with Shahab in the earlier phases of this subdivision was creating a T-turn on this property, which would allow the fire trucks to be able to go in on that south line and then make their turn and then come back out of the property. So we're not
Okay.
able to do a bulb out. That would be troubling to a lot of the neighbors or a lot of the lots right there. But this lot and this subdivision would address that concern.
Okay. Is that shown on the plat?
It is, sir, yes.
Oh, good. Let's see. Could we bring that up again, please?
So I'll just walk through it, but the driveway is on the south end at the at termination of 11th Street, continues west. And then there's the dotted line represents the fire lane, the T-turn that would be utilized.
Okay. And is that noted on the plat? I'm trying to see if there's a designation of that area or just to prevent any future owner from building something on top of that area.
I know we had talked about it with the surveyors. We are certainly able to add language to that as a condition.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone have anyone from DFT have any comments about that item, about the turnaround area? Okay, not seeing any. Let's now we'll actually go to code enforcement. Mr. Jacob Boylan, if you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. The current assigned address to the property remains as 3021 11th Street Northwest. It was never changed when replatted and split into lots 7A and 8A. New addresses must be requested after recording of the final plat.
Okay. Is that an informational item or is that a proposed condition?
It he Jeff doesn't clarify in the memo. It kind of sounds like a condition to me.
Yeah. Any objection from the applicant to that being a condition?
This is Dave Hickman. No, we would expect that that would have to happen. Yes.
Makes sense, right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Mr. Boylan, if you'd please add that to the chat as a condition, I appreciate it. And I see Mr. Rodenbeck with a hand raised. Go ahead.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe that if we're referring to the new addresses must be requested after recording a final plat. That would actually need to be a finding because conditions are required to be addressed prior to final sign off the plat. This is something that would be after the recording of the plat, so I think it needs to
Okay.
just be noted as a finding rather than a condition.
Good point. Yeah, let's do that. I'll just make that finding and if, just be a part of the NOD findings when issued. Thank you. Okay. Let's see, Mr. Boylan, was there anything further on your end from code enforcement?
Just some clarification items, but code enforcement has no objections to the proposed
Right.
replat. Code enforcement has no objections to the proposed replat. The other items are just
Thank you.
contextual lot size calculations, essentially.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Okay, let's go next to Parks and Recreations. Anthony Montoya, would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do. Park has no objections.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that takes us to the planning comments. I will be delivering those today.
It's me again.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Having been sworn in, go ahead.
I did have a finding for new addresses must be requested after the recording of final plat as a finding. Conditions, the date of the DHO approval, project and application numbers shall be recorded on the original drawing of the final plat. The applicant shall provide an IIA and construction plans and specifications for all required infrastructure conforming to the plat. A DXF file must be provided to the Aegis office and proof of approval provided before final sign-off. And then we do want this correct. Add language for the T-turn for emergency vehicles to be able to turn around. Do you want me to put that as a condition?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I will drop these into the chat. That is all we have.
Thank you. Going back to the applicant team, any questions about the DFT comments?
This is Dave Hickman. No, no, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, I appreciate all of the testimony today from the public as well as from the applicant and the DFT, and having heard that testimony and reviewed the evidence in the record. Oh, let's see, I see Mr. Rodenbeck with the hand raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Anthony, I just need a note to her, Anthony, that we need to have a condition. We need to add conditions about the application number need to be added to the infrastructure list, and Mr. McGee needs to sign, execute, and date the infrastructure list. Here, I can share my I'll share my screen again regarding that. We need the signature from Mr. McGee on the infrastructure list and just the application number in the upper right-hand corner of the first sheet.
Thank you. All right. So, ready to rule on agenda item 3. Bear with me one second. I hereby approve agenda item 3, which is PR 2022-007397, minor plat 2025-00030. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, new addresses must be requested after recording of the final plat. Actually, let's just make that a finding, I'm sorry, rather than a condition. So then the first condition is that the date of the DHO approval, the project and application numbers must all be recorded on the original drawing of the final plat. The applicant shall provide an IIA and construction plans and specifications for all required infrastructure conforming to the plat. The DXF file must be provided to the AEGIS office and approved by AEGIS office, and proof of that approval must be provided before final sign-off. And language designating the T-turn for emergency vehicles must be added to the plat. Finally, the project and application numbers must be added to the infrastructure list, and the infrastructure list must be signed. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 3.